Why, hello there, stranger. It seems that I've caught your attention. Oh, me? I'm just wandering about, nowhere to be. Do I need help? Why would I? I have all this ocean all to myself. Where do you hail from, exactly? Oh, really? And what's this thing that you're on? A boat? Interesting. Do I need help getting on? Oh, no, no. The water is just perfect. For someone like me, after all. Yes, someone like me. I'm a mermaid, silly. Haven't you noticed my tail? It's quite colorful. Don't you agree? Oh, yes. It is absolutely lovely. Real? Well, of course it's real. Have a feel. Come into the water and touch it for yourself. You seem hesitant. Now, why is that? You don't jump into the water when some attractive woman tells you to. Well, aren't you just so precious? Call me attractive. Much too kind. Well, you don't have to if you don't want to. But, you know, it's not every day that I get to talk to somebody. Somebody new, especially. So, while I have your attention, would you like to hear me sing? You've been warned against hearing mermaids sing? From who? Everybody? Now, why could that be? Oh, whatever you heard from them, complete lies. Mermaids mean no harm. It's just that sometimes we get a little hungry is all. Just like you probably get hungry. So, you have nothing to worry about. I already ate. What did I eat? Don't worry about it, okay? Just in case you see a shipwreck. It wasn't me. Now, would you like to hear me sing? I have something special for you. It should help you relax. It's not to lure you in, just in case you're thinking that way. Something peaceful. Help you feel tranquil. I assure you, you have nothing to worry about. I promise. It would bring me great joy to put your mind at ease. And so I shall. Mm-mm-mm. So, how was that? Hello? Stranger, are you all right? You seem like you're in a trance. I must have sang the wrong melody. Whoops. It happens every now and again. You should be fine. I think you're completely hypnotized, aren't you? Can you wave at me? Well, of course you can wave at me because I told you to do it. Oh, no. Okay, I'm gonna stay with you until this trance wears off. I don't know how long that will take because usually when I put someone in a trance, they're going to get eaten or drowned. Or both. Yikes. Oh, I just realized. Oh, I'm sorry if I offended you. I would absolutely eat you if I hadn't already eaten. You look absolutely delicious. Oh, you probably taste wonderful, but I really don't want to eat you, you know? Oh no. If there's a little bit of you in there still that can actually hear me, I'm so sorry for doing this. I really didn't mean to. I promise. And you probably don't believe me, but I swear to Poseidon himself that I did not mean to do this. I could have sworn I was singing the right tune. Okay, I just need to think. I need to think. What could probably dip you out of this trance? Maybe we need to splash some water on your face. That could surely help. Better than doing nothing and just having you drift in the sea. Here it goes. Hello, stranger. Are you awake? Are you back to being completely lucid? I'll take that as a no. Okay, how about a smack? Let's try that. Hello, stranger. Just, talk to me. Say anything. Hello. Hi. If you don't talk to me, I'm gonna smack you with my tail, and that's probably gonna hurt. Okay? If you can hear me in there, I'm truly, truly sorry. Wake up! Did that work? Oh, wow, it actually worked! Hi! Oh, no, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. I just had to get you out of that accidental trance that I put you in. Everything is fine. Nothing has happened. You have all of your limbs. I promise I didn't take a bite, even though it kind of got a little tempting, but you're fine. You're fine. That's what matters. You're fine and you're safe. How do you feel? That's the best you felt in a long while? Oh, probably after the smack it went back to normal, but I'm glad to hear that. I really am. See? You can trust a mermaid every now and again. You want to experience that again? Are you sure that's a safe idea? You don't care? Well, then let me be the voice of reason. How about we don't do it in the middle of the ocean because I'm not the only mermaid here. I lied to you about that. I am sorry. I didn't know how this would go down. And I kind of like you, even though we've only been talking for like 6, 7 minutes. So how about this? There is a small island right over in that direction. You can dock over there. There's a pool of water that connects to the ocean. I'll swim over there and meet up with you. And we can continue this experience. Sound fair? Good. Wow, I really can't believe you're so readily agreeing to this. This is abnormal. What have you experienced on the seven seas that have made you become so willing to trust a mermaid? Well, whatever it is, lucky for me. Oh, yes, quite lucky. I don't typically get to talk to humans. I seduce them with my siren song, then myself and my sisters attack. But not in this case. For the first time ever, I'll be doing something a bit different. Lucky for us, huh? I'm so happy to meet somebody that's not actually afraid of me. At least not yet. We shall see what happens. Oh, I'm just joking. As I said before, and I'll keep on saying, you have nothing to worry about. Well, other than the sharks, and the sea urchins, and the barracudas, and perhaps the coconut crabs if you're not careful. Oh, don't even get me started on what my sisters would do to you. Thank you to everyone who got to the end of this audio. It's not every day that I sing, but I got the idea of making a mermaid character, and I thought to myself, why not have her sing a siren song, or something of the sort? The notes I sung may sound familiar to some of you. I tend to sing or hum it whenever a script calls for me to do so. The song's name, for anyone that's curious, is Sailor War Supreme from the Sailor Moon or Sailor Moon musical back in like 96 or 97. It goes like, and forgive me for this. Sono na mo ginka yo rumareta hoshi hanare chiku e isomu ware wa ginka kei serasen shio. When I first heard this song, whatever age I was, maybe like 10 or so, I fell in love with it, and I still am to this very day. So, the reason why I made this audio is because I wanted a trickster mermaid that was actually not lying completely for once, but I ran into a dilemma. I thought to myself, like, oh my god, where am I going to find a siren singing effect or siren song, like on YouTube and whatnot? Then I realized, hey, you know, I used to be in chorus back in the day, in middle school, so I just mustered up the courage to start singing. And at first, I hated it, but I have someone that listens to my audios to make sure that, you know, everything sounds decent, and they said it wasn't so bad. They personally enjoyed it. So I hope the same with you guys. Resolution for next year, well, starting now, honestly, is to stop being afraid of trying something new. So, thank you to Ghost SRA117, Dave, John, Adam Ang, and Martin. And thank you to everyone for listening. I hope you have a great day or night. All right. Bye-bye.